little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, Arudi found the party in the arena, where the magical cards that Cella found seemed to remove the green vine magic, and a human body floated to the top, revealing a lion next to them underneath the vines. They learn that the body is a weakened Zazriel. And as all of the party members crept around or talked to Arudi, Zimba decided to be thrown toward the creature, plummeting her sword into its back, releasing Zazriel to his true form, and a fight ensues. That is where we find the party.
It's a minus three.
I think that I want to tell you that the 19 was just on the die.
Oh.
So you can save your thing. Because okay. There's no way you can get it low enough that it doesn't hit.
Thank you.
Zibba. Yeah. So Zibba, you're going to take...
Right back down to earth.
5 radiant damage.
All right, not better than I thought.
I rolled 3 ones.
Yay. Oh, no. That doesn't make me feel better.
No. As you land in the goo, I would say you probably, like, bound through the air. You landed on the other side of the pit.
Can I land with my sword on top of me? I'd rather that. I don't want to touch the goo.
Yeah. And your spirit guardians travel with you, and they're just, like, clapping and cheering you on and, like, boxing out, like, trying to protect you.
Imagine there's a few in the stands, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, crap, were you supposed to be helping? It's about someone standing on the side, and like, this takes me back to my glory days. Have you been here?
Incredible. That takes us to Morgus.
Livy wanted you to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Did Scylla get a turn?
Scylla did get a turn. She dashed out of the, which is over this way. Sorry, Liz. Okay. I'm going to move you to where you actually went.
From where I'm at, by the cat, to like where the edge of the stands are, that 15 feet, like that diagonal, is that within 30 feet of me? Because I know that it's like over and up.
It's like 25. Yeah. It's like, it's right around 30 feet. Yep.
Okay. I think what's going to happen is Morgan.
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 I've got a twin. Her name is Morgan. Morgus and Morgan. Morgus is going to blur again, sort of with a flash of gold, and I am going to use, not cast, but use my once per long rest Misty Step.
Nice.
To just heed Livy's word and get myself up to the stands.
Great. Vogels are running toward the teleportation, and they don't really care that you're there. They kind of like bump into you a little bit and are just like going past you like a crowd running, but they're all tiny. So they're like smaller than you.
Morgus kind of, so that was my bonus action.
Yeah.
Morgus kind of looks around and goes, so this is what it's like. Cause he looks down at all the boggles. And then with my action, I would like to, as you guys have seen Morgus do before, he's going to reach out again towards the cat. Felindar? Felin?
It is Felmar? A Felidar. That's not Felidar. A name. It is the type of creature, yeah.
The Felidar. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Morgus is going to try to encase it in that, like, time prison that he does. I'm casting my Tasha's Hideous Laughter on it at first level. So that's a wisdom saving throw, DC 17.
They succeed.
Succeed.
Yeah, 29.
Okay. So I don't think anything happens. Yep, no, nothing happens. That's it. That's my turn.
All right. It is a Rudy's turn. He is going to raise a hand now, and you see this glowing ring. Anyone who's paying attention, I should say, sees a glowing ring. I think Morgus certainly has an eagle eye view of this. If you want to, anyone that thinks they'd be curious in this moment can make an arcana check on the ring itself. Ooh, as a blast, a blast of dark ooze seems to come from it and shoot toward Zazriel.
Okay. Morgus's arcana was 17.
That's enough. This magic seems to be connected to the siphoning magic that still is attached to Zazriel. And as you kind of do the triangulation there in with Morgus's intellect, sure enough, as Adam said during our break, there is more magic down in the pit that is actively siphoning the magic from Zazriel and pulling it to Arudi via this ring. That is a 19 to hit. And that will hit. And Rudy's going to do some damage to this angel. As he calls out, "Good work, keep it going," out to the party. As he shoots this out toward him, you all learn that he is able to harm this creature. Which is, you know, new information. As we head to Godfrey.
Okay. Godfrey is going to move to be next to where Zibba landed and kind of out of the way of where Livy was standing.
Yeah.
Does that trigger your held action, Livy? Is this enough space for you to...
Let's see. Yeah, actually, it's literally just enough space. Because it's kind of going over here. Like, it was kind of trying to be centered. So, just enough. Yeah, so Livy in a 30-foot cube kind of brings down this giant tidal wave that encapsulates both of these guys.
The lion and Zazriel.
And tidal wave. I'm just going to read the spell. You conjure up a wave of water that crashes down on an area within range. The area can be up to 30 feet long, up to 10 feet wide, and up to 10 feet tall. Oh, I guess so I can like modify it. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Each creature in that area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 4d8 bludgeoning damage and is knocked prone. On a successful save, a creature takes half that much damage and isn't knocked prone. The water then spreads out across the ground in all directions, extinguishing unprotected flames in that area and within 30 feet of it. And then it vanishes.
What is your spell save DC?
That's a great question. It's a 15.
Okay, they both succeed, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate. Does it also get rid of the goo?
The goo seems impenetrable by water, but as the water settles, you see like this, you know, like oil and water, like this rainbowy slick form at the top as like they start to like kind of commingle, you know? It's gross.
Then Godfrey's going to try to swing up at Zazriel.
Also, yeah. They took 17 bludgeoning damage, so divided that by 2.
8.
Yeah, 8. Bludgeoning?
Bludgeoning.
And it's yeah. From magic. Okay.
Godfrey's first attack is an 11 to hit.
11 does not hit.
Second attack. Well, am I even able to make it through the goo? I guess.
You can give me an athletics check.
Natural one on the athletics check.
You are not.
I end my turn.
All right. Great. That is to Libby.
Cool. Libby's like, oh. Like, as he was doing the spell, like, you saw, like, water like completely surrounding him, like coming out of his eyes, like he, like his eyes were glowing like with this, and he's just like, okay, give me a second, okay, let's do this. And he's gonna cast Bane on both of them.
Okay, that's a save, correct?
Yes. Charisma.
One is a natural 20.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And Zazriel gets a 21.
Yeah, they both save. Oh, well.
Bonus action?
I don't think I have any bonus actions that would be effective.
All right. Scylla. You're still in the goo, but you moved away enough for Livy to do what they wanted to do.
I think having heard the tidal wave stops in her tracks and turns heel. Oh my god, I've never exercised so much in my sleep before. And is going to turn heel and dash back and start heading back towards Zazriel with her sword drawn.
Yeah, it's half movement. So with a dash, I think you can make it there, but you'll just be there.
I will hold there.
You want to activate your dancing sword?
That's true. You could do that.
Can I do that with the Sword of Peyrunes out?
Your dancing sword is your second sword, which does its own thing.
Can I, if I have a long sword out, if I have a double-handed long sword out, though, can I also?
Because you have to wield it.
Animated it around you.
Flies around
you. I will do that.
Sweet. Your old longsword that Godfrey gave you pops out of your pack and starts dancing around. You can make an attack with that if you'd like.
Yeah. Sorry, I did not realize this was a spectral weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will come down with it.
It is a short sword, so it's just a normal attack to hit, and then a d6 of piercing damage.
Okay. Dirty 20?
Yeah, that hits.
Actually, better than a dirty 20. All right. It's going to be 8 slashing damage.
Nice. Great. It gets 3 more attacks before it tries to return to your hand, and if you don't open it, it will just fall to the ground.
Per turn?
It gets 4 turns, and then it tries to return to you. If you don't grab it, it'll just fall to the ground for you to pick up later. It can fly 30 feet in its movement. All right. It is Kitty Cat's turn. Is it's not laughing. It's not incapacitated. But it sees a lot of people going after its friend. And so it's going to rush forward toward the party and begin to try and bite at Godfrey, who Scylla has not done any damage to Zazriel yet. Oh wait, no, you just did. So I lied. Scylla's the closest. and it's gonna have a couple attacks. It's gonna try to bite you with a natural 20 and try and claw at you for 12 to hit, which will miss. But you are going to take this natural 20 damage for the bite as it sinks its teeth into you. It's 20 piercing damage.
To me?
Yeah. That is the Felidar's turn, as we're back at the top to Zazriel, who is going to just continue hammering toward Erudi. You feel the ground begin to shake around you. Anyone down in the arena, and even Morgus, you up the top, you feel it begin to move and shake. A couple of cracks begin to form in the ground as it does so. And I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw.
Plus two if you're within 10 feet of Scylla.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's going to say that.
Woo!
16. We're both 15 feet away from Scylla.
What?
Sad day.
Where are we starting this measuring? We're just going to be able to hold the 10-foot rope between us, then we take up the other 2.5 on each side?
A 19.
Great.
I'm supposed to be good at this! That's a 5.
Okay.
The dice said not today.
Morgus?
I just ask that it be theatrical.
Scylla?
Sorry, I said 8.
Okay. Livy?
16.
All of you are knocked prone.
Okay.
All right. I didn't quite stick the landing on that jump, guys.
But as this happens, 5 different fissures open around the arena. They are 6 feet by 10 feet deep by 10 feet wide. They span the entire arena itself. And as you fall prone, I need all of you to roll me a percentile.
I think it was my turn, so I did. 86.
You're shitting me, 86.
All right, we're going to have this debate again because I don't remember what this means. But if I get all zeros,
20.
That's 100.
Okay.
Right. What? You got a 20, Ed?
Yep.
Both.
Nat 20.
A nat 20?
On a percentile. 20.
Oh, okay. Anyone who rolls under a 25 falls into the fissure.
What?
And I need you to make me a dexterity save to see how quickly you're able to grab onto the side of the earth here.
Is it sticky?
Quick question.
Rudy is one of these people. You rolled a 9.
Quick, super quick question. When you said the entire arena, do you mean the stands as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So interesting fact. My first dexterity saving throw was a 3, and I rolled a 3 again on the percentile.
Mm-hmm.
So I need another dexterity saving throw, you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just checking.
Is he falling additional distance since he was in the stand in the fissure?
14.
Not that I want to hurt my friend.
What the hell, Daniel?
Is it sticky? Could we argue that since it's sticky, it's easier to grab onto things?
It's not sticky up there.
Sorry, Daniel. It was nice knowing you.
No, it's okay.
It's fitting. Rudy's... We're fighting an angel. You roll the Holy Trinity. Yeah. 3 threes.
You can see Rudy's hands. He rolled a 19. So he's able to quickly grab himself as he falls down into the fissure. But both Morgus and Livy seem to have disappeared to the rest of the party. Although, Morgus, you're about 15 feet down the fissure. And Livy, you're about 6 feet down the fissure.
Okay.
There are now fissures all across this. I'm going to draw them with the Fog of War tool.
That is a very big fissure.
So the Fog of War is like just covering everything and I can't see anything.
Well, I don't think we're supposed to be able to see into the fissure.
Yeah, okay. I know, I just mean like from the original like darkness spell, I can't see any of the tokens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's just covering up everything.
Yeah, everything's been black.
Oh, I thought that was the point, is we weren't supposed to know
who
people are.
Aww.
Unless that's
interesting that Mystic's been moving, so I've just been describing what I do.
Yeah. I'm just in theater of the mind.
Try refreshing. That's really curious.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I thought that's how Fog of War is supposed to work. You're not supposed to be able to see anything underneath it. Yeah.
That's true. But you should see
there's a little more here.
The arena.
Yeah. I can see a little more. Like I can see the Felidar. It's like just his little nose.
Godfrey and Zibba should be visible.
I can see Scylla.
And Scylla and Livy.
I can see Godfrey.
I can't see the angel though, and isn't he like not in the fissure? Because he's flying.
Correct.
I'd love for the angel to fall in.
See Zibba and part of the Felidar.
Yeah.
All right. Earthquake has happened. We go to Zibba.
We'll do a quick turnaround to Godfrey in a weirdly misplaced, angry tone and be like, they're gonna be okay, right?
Who's gonna be okay? Yeah, I'm stuck in this mud. I can't see anything.
You were knocked prone.
Oh, we're both laying on the ground. We just did the head turn to the side.
The angel will be fine.
Okay! And with that, we'll just, like, try and stand up while keeping the sword out of the muck. One-handedly is probably not going to make it more difficult at all. That's half my movement, right?
Yeah, and it's difficult terrain, so I don't think you can move.
So I can't jump? Very
small amount.
Dang it.
You can try to jump. Give me athletics check.
I'm so scared now because the deck save failed me. That's a 23.
Yeah, you're able to jump.
All right. So again, we're going to land better this time. Promise. And we still have our black tendrils following after us as the ghostly figures that did not fall into the voids of the fissure are still, I don't even know if they're aware of what's going on with the fissure stuff, or they're just like, yeah, you got it. They're mildly like, they're gone, just keep going. And that'll be an 18 to hit.
18 misses. Second attack?
Do I get a second attack? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely not gonna hit. That is a 10. We're a little off our grain, shaken from being knocked prone. The sticky stuff is messing with the abilities here.
Yeah. You land back into the goo, opposite Zazriel, looking back at Godfrey laying prone in the ooze. The sticky stuff. Bonus action.
Screaming.
Great. Morgus, would you like to climb out or pop yourself out or do something like that?
Well, you know, I used my once a day free Misty Step, and
sorry, fam.
Like, I don't think that was a bad life choice, but I am second guessing it now.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Couldn't have given me the script for this fight ahead of time. Anyway, I'm going to try climbing. I'm going to see if Morgus can conserve a little bit of his last three spell slots that he's got.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
Athletics.
Shit.
Three.
Did you roll another three?
I did not roll a three.
What'd you
do? I rolled a two. Minus one.
Oh no.
I should probably use the other Morgus D20 that I have here.
What happens? Why does Morgus not move at all as he thinks and tries to climb? You don't fall down further. You're just still very far down into this fissure.
So, if you'll allow me a little bit of creative liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little.
Okay.
He does try
to,
like, reach his way up, but every time he reaches to grab a stone, it's just a boggle. Like, some of the boggles might have fallen
Absolutely.
As they were running, and
yeah.
So it's just the boggles, and he can't move.
Oh, no. No.
And for just the barest moment, he just kind of he just stops doing everything.
Yes.
Now, was that my action?
That was your action.
Okay.
You still have a bonus action.
I know I do. And with that, as he just lays there,
yeah.
Morgus is gonna just and that's gonna be my somatic component and verbal component to cast Misty Step.
Yeah.
As I blur up and somewhere in the stands that is not a fissure, please.
Yeah, you
within
make it 30 out.
30 feet.
Plop. Great.
And I like to think there's like a boggle stuck to one of his hands and he shakes it off.
Yeah.
That's my turn.
I love that.
It's Wait, do so I have good. Movement?
You do.
Yeah. So once I pop myself out, I want to move somehow farther away from, like, maybe up the stands a bit,
mm-hmm.
away from one of the edges of the fissures to
mm-hmm.
what might be safety. Quotation
cool.
marks.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah.
It is Arudi's turn. He's going to try to climb out of this hole. See what happens. Oh. He doesn't pull. You see him, like, get his horns up and out, but he's not super strong. He falls back down. He's holding on. As we go to Godfrey.
I'm going to catch up on Garakaius because I did not roll for him for Earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He failed and fell prone.
Okay.
Percentile, he got a 56, so he did
He's
not
good.
Fall down a fissure. But I think this
Great.
Will incite him into the combat.
Mm-hmm.
On my turn, I will take all of my movement to stand up. because that's how we're ruling difficult terrain and standing up, right?
Half movement to stand up, and then you get like, yeah, it's kind of, yeah,
that's it. Good. I'm going to use my movement to try to get to where I saw Livy last, looking around with my passive perception and noticing that Livy is currently not visible.
Yeah.
Am I able to get about there? I have 45 feet of movement.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a fissure blocking you, but you can get to the opposite side of the fissure where Livy's holding on inside. And as you look down, you're able to see the top of Livy's head into the fissure.
Am I close enough to reach down a hand to try to help him up?
He's on the other side.
Okay. I'll use my bonus action and a key point to Step of the Wind. And okay. I will jump over to the other side.
I'm fine. I can just walk up.
You jump over as Livy's saying this.
I deflect the falling bogles that would prevent him from standing up, and I end my turn.
Great. Awesome. That's to Livy. You gonna walk spider walk up?
Yeah, he's just gonna spider walk up.
Yeah, Godfrey's right there, fighting off the bogles that would have fallen on your head as you did so.
Thank you, Godfrey. Thank you so much. I wouldn't have been able to get up without you. But now that you're here, he's going to touch you, and you have heroism. A willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery until the spell ends. The creature is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting modifier. So you get +4 temporary hit points.
Thank you.
Nice.
And if I cast a spell, I can't use a spell as a bonus action, right?
Correct, unless it's a cantrip. And it says that it can be cast as a bonus action.
Okay. Do I have any? Just not useful ones, just ones.
There aren't many of them, yeah.
Also, fun rule, technically it doesn't work like that, but I'll get into that after we're done recording.
Okay.
Then, yeah, he's gonna, like, take out his, short bow.
Nice. Alright, that is to Scylla.
Scylla, prone, is going to try and get up. And I'm staring down the Felidae when I do get up, right?
Yeah, the lion creature.
Which is made of vines? Mostly
no,
vines?
No, it's just a lion.
Oh.
It's a weird lion with tusks and armor on.
I don't know where I got the vine thing from. In any case,
it was encased in vines, but that went away when the card dispelled the nature magic.
It sucks for what I'm about to do then. Scylla reaches down to the ground where the broken earth is and pulls up towards the creature. And if he could either make your preference strength or dex save.
Hmm. Okay. It's a dirty 20 dexterity saving throw.
And you see weak sprouts kind of come up from the earth and retreat. Scylla, kind of exhausted, slumps her shoulders back down. Nothing happens.
All right. Bonus action or movement?
I'm going to hold there.
Okay. The Felidar will then rush back over the gap, jumping out of the muck and moving towards Ziba to protect its friendo. and take its attack actions at Sibba. That is a 18 to hit for the bite. And an 18 to hit for the claws, so they're both hit.
Does that, the bite, is that on the dice, or?
No, that's total.
For the bite, I'm gonna try.
Two. Okay. I didn't even hit him last turn. I just took a little with me.
Yeah, honestly, he's being super rude.
I don't know.
Oh, that's fine. Soup's rude. That's a minus six.
Okay. 14. Oh, no. 13 to hit, Zimba.
No.
Okay, then just the claws will hit. What does your cutting words look like, Libby?
My cutting words? You're a weak, pathetic tiger whose only purpose was being the body of a god, and now without that, you're useless.
Hmm. This bite misses, but its claws hit, and you take 12 slashing damage, halved to 8. Nope, that doesn't make any sense. 16 slashing damage, halved to 8.
I'll take that.
Alright. Sazriel is going to move, eliciting an attack opportunity from Zibba. So floats past you.
Can I get it from the ground, or do I have to jump again?
You can get it.
Alright. Take a word for it. Just not 16 to hit. Probably misses.
You miss as it heads over and begins to shoot those rays of light toward the Rudy in the hole. That's one attack to hit.
Is he trying to attack a Rudy?
Yep.
You rolling at disadvantage?
No. I will use my second roll to roll at disadvantage, which means it still hits. So the first attack will hit. The second attack will... also hit. Third attack will miss with a nat one. And the fourth attack will also miss with a nat one. Let's do some math.
How does a ghostly orc deflect these hits?
Yeah, what does this look like as I do lots of math?
Well, how is he trying to hit them?
He's like, shooting beams of light at them.
I just imagine that the largest, probably, I don't know, maybe this is part Goliath, just comes through with this giant shield and kind of steps towards the edge of this crevice. He doesn't care if he falls in. He's dead already. And holds it up against this beam of light. Just, he wasn't quick enough for the first two, but the last two just steps in between them and just directs them skyward.
Beautiful. You will hear a loud cry of pain come from Aruni in the pit. He's able to hold on, but it doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good at all. As we head to Zibba.
Hey, I hit you first. What's your dang problem with them? We're gonna try and jump again. Because he doesn't. Or I have to go towards him, don't I? He went away from me.
Yes, and he's hovering over a fissure.
Can I jump across a fissure?
You can try. It's going to be risky. I would say if you roll under a 7.
No, don't tell me. I want to be risky about this. Also, okay. I'm definitely going to take those odds because I have a +7 to athletics.
Yeah. You'll fall in the fissure. So give me that athletics check. Did you roll an at 1?
I did, but it's an 8. I don't know, man. Take that how you will.
Oh, no. I mean, a nat 1 is a fail.
It's a nat, yeah, yeah.
It's a failure. But because I said what I said, I'll say
you can take that back. We can pretend that didn't happen. Just make it theatrical. That's what we're just right?
I will say that you are not just like falling down the middle of this fissure. You're able to grab onto the other side, about 5 feet down.
Can I have one swipe at him if I fall farther down? I'll take the consequence.
Sure.
Hell yeah! This will be reckless. Mm-hmm. Everything about this turn is reckless. And that'll be an 18, which I think misses.
That misses.
And into the pit we go!
10 feet down.
I take my consequences.
So you see this, Ziba falls down and grabs onto the stone, maybe 15 feet away from you, into the fissure that's closest to where Arudi and Zazriel are fighting. As we head to Morgus.
Okay. I am seeing this from a distance.
You
correct?
Are. Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that I can move through the stands to get just closer?
Yeah. Somehow. By this point, a lot of the Bogles are definitely gone from the area that you were in. A lot of them are just kind of congregating around the portal that they've opened up at the top of the stands. Yeah. So all you have to do is maneuver safely through the benches. All this to say, it's not difficult terrain. You can move as far as your natural movement would allow you to.
Okay. I think as far as Morgus might be able to get is going to be like around the stands, closer in the direction of Godfrey and Livy, 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I can get here is where I can get.
Okay.
And do I have a decent vantage point to that Felidar?
Yeah.
Okay. And as of yet, or like currently, the only person in the party who is in a fissure is Ziba.
Correct.
Okay. Can I see Ziba from where I'm at?
I think it's kind of difficult.
Is it like down?
It's like down, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to conjure some gold white fire and I'm going to shoot it at the Felidar.
Okay.
It's simple. It's elegant.
Hmm.
15 to hit?
15 does not hit.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay. That is bonus action. I think that's my turn.
All right. That is to Arudi, who's going to try and climb out. Arudi has a +2 to strength.
Mm-hmm.
So with a 6, and with this creature above him, He's not able to pull himself completely out, having fallen down further from the damage he took from the creature. He is, however, still in command of the dream realm in some capacity. And once again, brings a ring hand. No one can see this, but I'm describing for flavor, up toward Zazriel, commanding a different kind of magic. And I need I need you all to make an intelligence saving throw. This isn't rules as written, but I want to give everyone an opportunity to realize what's happening.
An intelligence saving throw, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I willingly jumped into it. Let's just remember this fact.
Yes.
That's average. Danny Roo.
Okay.
20.
Four.
Liz, you're muted, so I didn't hear what you said.
Nat 20.
Nice!
Let's just assume
Livy?
I didn't succeed and didn't skip Livy.
Okay. Morgus and Scylla see this for what it is, but for Godfrey and Ziba in the pit and Livy, this arena turns into a beautiful evergreen Pacific Northwest type forest with ferns and redwoods and trees as a Rudy casts hallucinatory terrain. The fissures even have, you know, moss and ferns growing up out of them at this point. And Zazriel seems disoriented. Livy, you hear in Celestial, "How dare you command my magic?" As Zazriel will use a reaction to shoot a ray of light toward Arudi and hit. Arudi cries out again, but holds his concentration on the spell. As we head to Godfrey.
Right. Godfrey, seeing the place be all beautiful, is willing to try to dash towards where he saw Ziba fall. Is it still difficult terrain?
It is still difficult terrain, but you're not sure why.
Would you mind revealing the fog of war where Ziba and Arudi and the angel are? Just for me, for viewers, Godfrey is running in that direction.
Ziba is here. They're all essentially under the staircase that is to the far east of the map.
70. Okay, with 90 feet of movement from the dash, I think Godfrey makes it to Scylla, unless I need to make a strength save to see if I can move through the goo here.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
As long as you're counting it as difficult terrain.
Yeah, Garakias will follow. He has 50 feet of movement, so dashing, he can move 100 feet. Mm-hmm. So 10, 20, 30. He moves right in front of Scylla. And that's the end of my turn.
All right. Livy.
Cool. So Livy's kind of shook a little bit that everything seems to have changed, but he's going to, but he can still see the enemies, right?
You can see Zazriel hovering above some open fissures where you heard Arudi cry out, and you can see the lion over a ways away from folks.
I'm gonna try shooting that target in the sky with a bow and arrow.
Okay.
That's not gonna hit.
Okay.
Can I still see Scylla?
Yes.
Cool. I'm going to use Healing Word on Scylla. And so she heals for 12.
Nice. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
That's my turn.
Scylla.
Godfrey, do you see her? And Scylla's going to run forward and kind of lean over the fissure and see if she can pull Zibba up.
You see Zibba. She's about 10 feet down, holding on to the wall.
If I get down and try and, like, ready to reach a hand.
Don't think your arm's 10 foot long.
Yeah, no, that's... I was going to get ready to wait and be there for when Zibba climbed up to... Yeah, I didn't think Zibba's... Scylla's hands were...
That'd be cool
if they were. We both reach 5 feet, we...
Yeah, no, I was going to be ready for when she climbed up out of the hole.
Cool. All right. Bonus action?
Nope.
If... Can I? I can't see Zazriel, can I?
Yeah, it's hovering above you, essentially, at this point.
Jump for it!
At the side of my mouth, as I'm kind of leaning down and waiting, I'm going to click and send, kind of, and send the sword to make an attack against Zazriel.
Hell yeah.
For a 14 to hit?
14 doesn't hit.
Cool.
All right. The lion friendo is going to... What is the lion friendo gonna do? Gonna jump over the ravine toward everyone. And start growling toward the group. Looking from Zazriel back to Morgus, who's done the most damage, but is far away from the person it's trying to protect. And seem to be conflicted about what to do next. As we go back to the top, to Zazriel, who's going to unleash a burst of holy fire down into the pit towards Arudi.
Is this a spell?
At disadvantage!
What was that?
Well, Morgus asked, is this a spell? And I said, that's a disadvantage.
It's more just a feature of their form. Arudi has to make a dexterity saving throw. Which he gets advantage on.
What are you doing?
And fails. Do you hear a... And you watch as this emerald green energy bursting with arcane magic rushes up out of the fissure into Zazriel's celestial form, merging with it, changing the golden rings into those of green ivy. Legs sprout from the bottom of the glowing orb, a horned formed head, and a strange amalgamation of a face forms where the glowing light used to be as it hovers and says, "Now what was yours is mine." as we go to Ziba.
I'm in a hole. Mm-hmm. How much of the hole can I climb out of?
Just give me athletics check. You can take your full movement up out of the hole as long as you're able to get out.
Woo!
It's a
that is a 21.
Yeah, you're out. You climb out. And also Scylla's hand. Help you. Yeah.
Throw me up. Can you throw me at that thing? I mean, a Rudy could.
Scylla's on her hands and knees over the tool. Can I throw you? And wheezing with half her hit points down.
Oh!
I could try, but I don't think I'm going to get you very far.
That's cool. I could try jumping again. If I jump at him again, am I going to fall into the hole again?
Well, where Zazriel is floating is about a 30 to 40 foot gap away from where Ziba is currently. So that's a very
far. I can't tell where he's floating at all.
Yes.
Yeah. In a general direction.
About 30 to 40 feet away from you.
Yeah, I really can't run that far. Can I throw a javelin at him?
Mm-hmm.
My sad, non-magical javelin. Do we count javelins here, or?
I mean,
I just genuinely don't have any idea how many I have on me. I would think I'd have a few.
Pretty sure you picked them up. So you should have as many as you had to start.
Okay. I tried to, but in this muck, I don't think I'm ever getting it back. That'll be a 10. Just goes into the abyss, never to be seen again. And second attack's a 14.
No.
You know, I think that my aim's just getting worse.
Bonus action? I believe your rage is okay.
It just says I have to make an attack against a hostile creature.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really have any other bonus actions, so yeah, I'll be good.
Morgus.
Seeing the Felidar closer to my friends again, Morgus is going to reach out like he did before. And again, that sphere of those gold threads is going to come up around Felidar. And then I'm going to crush that sphere. He needs to make a constitution saving throw DC 17.
All right. Fail.
He is incapacitated and his speed is zero until the end of my next turn or until all he takes damage. And so all of that, like the lines just constrict and it's this shifting weird geometric facet field around him.
Give me an arcana check, Morgus.
Sure. Oh, how's a 26?
Yeah. Zazriel just absorbed a large amount of power and or arcane energy. You're not even sure the strongest spell or attack from a person you've ever met in your short memories of this life would do anything to this creature at this point. That is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, hit that like, subscribe, follow, notify, ring the bell, do all the things, leave comments, rate us, whatever you can do on the platform of your choice, please do it. If you haven't checked out any of our other programming, whether it be But Then What, our storytelling improv, any of our one-off, one-shot adventures, or maybe go all the way back to Both. Both is Good, our DM on DM conversational podcast. We got a whole lot of content for you all to enjoy, and we hope that you will dive through the archives, finding what suits you. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. Have a great day.